Phone Boy Speaks, episode 620, Pinboard.
It's actually been a week since I've recorded a podcast. Now, you wouldn't know it because I've taped so many of them ahead. And in fact, this one won't show up in your feed for another few days. One of the things I discovered while on vacation, and I finally decided to take the leap of faith and try, was a service called Pinboard. Now, the idea behind Pinboard is it's a bookmarking site that has an API, and so you can use all kinds of third-party apps against it. And, you know, it can be completely social or antisocial, right? You're just marking things, and you actually pay for the service. It's a one-time fee. There's no ads. It's really fast. And if you're just looking to keep track of this, different sites or different URLs that you've managed to run across, then yeah, you use it. You know, you can use this site to do it. I guess it's kind of like Delicious, except that this site, as I say, this site isn't about ads. You pay to use it, and I like those models. And I figure, well, if I really don't find myself using it that much, it's going to be, $10.47 right now. So it's a cup of coffee or two at Starbucks. So it's not a huge expense, but I decided to try it because I wanted to have something a little bit different for my workflow for producing the podcast. As you know, I frequently talk about things on the internet, and I'll find stories and I'll read through stories in Reader, which is an iOS app to read RSS feeds. And so what I'll do is I'll take a story and I had been putting it in the Instapaper, and so I said, okay, well, I troll my Instapaper feed and actually pull out pull the link out of my Instapaper RSS feed and pull that into editorial so that I could then, create the podcast text, right, of the show notes, as it were, right? If you read my show notes are usually just like a couple of lines with a link to something. It's not a big deal. But I have all of that automated with editorial so that it's very easy to go say, okay, well, these are the links that I'm looking at and I want to pull this one in, and it makes it really easy. So now one feature I'm using in Pinboard is that you can tag links. This is something that I think Delicious and other things have done. And what I'm doing is I'm saying, okay, so I'll run across things and I'll put it into I'll save it to read later, because I'll use Instapaper to read things that I'm not going to necessarily do a podcast on, but just things that I want to, things that for whatever reason the unread app doesn't, for sites that don't have full RSS feeds, I still want to read the article later, and so I want to put it somewhere. And so so now, instead of saving it to Instapaper, I'm saving it to Pinboard. Now, when I go through Pinboard and I'll use a third party app to look through my links, and so I'm using Pinner right now, and I've gotten a few suggestions on other apps I should use, but I'm okay with Pinner for right now. Maybe later I'll play with something, but anyway, so what I can do is, and I can look through the stories, and I can read them in kind of a stripped down mode that doesn't have all the ads and stuff like that, and then I can tag the post. I can say to podcast, right? And so what that does is then I can pull that RSS feed into editorial, and editorial I can basically say, okay, I want to create a link and show me the things in my RSS feed that are that are then in my Pinboard RSS feed that are tagged with to podcast. And lo and behold, I now have I have this list of articles, and that makes it really easy. And so I'm not mixing stuff that I want to want to do a podcast on or not. It makes it a little easier. Now I could take it a step further and say, okay, now I move it, once I've done that, then I can I can put it in another list, which I could then export and make it available to everybody. I may do that. I may not. I may create a separate separate public RSS feed with all of my stuff. Anyway, that's just something I'm using it for. Or I figured, okay, I'm paying for it, I might as well try and use it. And so this is my way of justifying that, and hopefully it'll make it just a little bit easier. I'm still looking for a decent Pinboard client, and as I said, if I don't end up sticking with Pinboard, well, it was only $10. It wasn't a huge deal, but I figure if I'm going to use it, I might as well integrate it into something I do every day anyway, which is a podcast. So there you go. And I like, as I say, I like the pinboard side. It's very, you know, it's very minimal, very straightforward. Not much to it. It's a one man operation. The guy makes a nice, comfortable living off of it. It's hard to argue with that business model. You don't have to be like wildly successful to make a living at something. You just have to have enough to cover your costs and everything. And, you know, and I think that's what this guy does who runs it. And so, you know, good for him. I'm glad he's. I support that. I certainly wish that more people would support those kinds of efforts rather than having to insist on everything being free forever, because that doesn't really work out so well in the end. Because the advertisers have a different agenda than you do, i.e., the people that really are the customers, and you know, whereas you're the product. But anyway, you've heard me say all that before. So anyway, this is my take on the pinboard service. And you know, hopefully I will continue to use it and continue to bring you more great content for the podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.